What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
You do Coke Zero or not?
No, fuck no. You?
Yeah, dude.
You like the Coke Zero?
Yeah, you get used to it quick, and then you don't have sugar. You just have all the other cancer chemicals.
Yeah, that's good for you.
You know what I've been doing?
What have you been doing?
Coke, no sugar, no caffeine.
What's the point?
Swear to God, because I like to have it right before bed, and I don't want to be up.
In his bot.
Swear. Yeah.
His sippy cup with his no sugar, no caffeine.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. Shit.
I like meth before bed, but I don't like the effects, so I just smoke baking soda.
There you go. Yeah. We're on the same page. I know, I feel like it's just black water at this point, but as long as you don't never try normal Coke again, that's just Coke now.
Yeah.
You know?
If you try, you wouldn't be able to drink it.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, Coke Zero, dude. It's like the same.
I can drink coffee right before bed.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't do anything to me.
I get fucked up, man.
Crackhead.
Yeah.
Bad.
Have you ever seen someone do that? Smoke a meth pipe before they go to sleep?
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Yeah, my...
I've been hanging out with the wrong... with just people who have their life together.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nephew was saying, he's like fucking big crackheads need it to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, fucking take a hit and then go to bed.
No way.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, because the fucking detox keeps you awake.
Do you guys get sleepy when you have pot?
No. Yeah, if it's late at night.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I was having the oil for ages and it just sends me. I'd wake up when it would hit me.
Like it doesn't. So you were asleep and then
I'd be asleep because it takes so long to kick in sometimes. Sometimes it takes like 2 hours.
Right.
But you don't overdo it. So you have a little bit and then you wait like an hour and a half. You're like, fuck. You have a little bit more. It's like 11 p.m. And it's like 1 a.m. You're like, fuck, I wanted to get high and I'm like sober. So you have a bit more and then you go to bed and at 3:30 you wake up fucking
in a panic.
Baked. Yeah.
It's like,
why am I? And then you can't sleep for 2 hours.
Every thought.
Yeah.
Every bad thing you've done.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it. No, that sounds fun as shit, dude. Yeah, I should definitely.
I hate that about weed. Like your fucking thoughts. It just brings them
about
out.
Life, man.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, I like it baked, but yeah, I got lung problems, so my doctor was like, don't smoke or your lungs are going to explode. So then I started having the oil, but yeah, you just can't, you just never know when you're going to be high.
Mm.
Nothing beats having a puff of a joint. You just know it's going to hit me now, and if I freak out in an hour, I'm going to be like, nah, I want some more.
Mm. Yeah, it's always like that, eh?
Yeah.
It's like when you're sober, you're like, all right, this is a good idea. And then you're in the midst of it, you're like, oh, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. There used to be, did you guys ever have like the fake,
it
was like incense you could get from, it's like fake pot? Yeah, dude. No, that's all I smoked for a while.
K2,
I think. K2, yeah. Widow, Black Widow. It was good shit. That's all I smoked for like 2 years.
It wasn't good shit at all.
Bad shit. Again, when you get used, you have it and you're like, I think my bones are twisting. But then you start to sober up and you go, I kind of miss that feeling. I want another bong now.
I was smoking so much weed at the time that when I had that, it didn't really affect me.
Okay. I had the opposite where I had it so much that weed, like I had to, weed just wouldn't work. And they had to stop selling it at CTC before I was like, okay, I guess I'll have to go back to weed. Like, that was a huge downgrade.
Yeah, right. Maybe I just got some dud shit, but I had one called Northern Lights. And it,
oh, yeah.
I sat down and smoked like a 50 bag of that. And I was really? Like, I don't feel anything.
Yeah, I went back and forth. I'd have it if I couldn't get on. So I'd be like, oh, I'll just go to the smoke shop. But this is like second choice. But then I had it so often, I was like, yeah, this is my jam. I don't want pot anymore.
That's not good.
No.
Yeah, I had it once when I was in the Air Force. I was like, oh, I've got to pass a drug test. So I was like, all right,
I'll
have this stuff. And
you were in the Air Force?
Yeah.
Like and flying?
No.
Yeah, they filled him with helium.
He was okay.
I was the air balloon. The ref actually has an air balloon with a pilot.
What were you doing in the Air Force?
That Chinese spy balloon? That was Mitch.
I was avionics.
What does that mean?
It's like electrician on planes.
Sick.
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
Because I was shit at it.
Fair enough.
He's too fat to run too.
Too fat to run. Hurt my knees.
Yeah. Okay. I went running with him once. You were fit. You were running.
Yeah.
Like crazy.
Yeah, I used to be able to do like 5Ks, not even be puffed.
I can't run for shit.
I did a 5K recently and one of my legs went numb.
Wow.
Don't like, do that.
Why are you running 5Ks?
Ah, for charity.
For actually, dead kids. Actually running or like?
Yeah, running.
I do the thing where I can like run as far as I can see and then I have to stop for like 30. I can't just like.
What do you mean run as far as you can see? You can see like stars in space.
Yeah, you can see the curvature of the earth.
I can run. Yeah, fair enough. I can run a little. I can't just go, I'm just going to run until it's just like. Until this thought is left, I can run, and then I'm going to have to stop for like 30 seconds.
You just need more meth.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how far you can run.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm like, in terms of like cardio, believe it or not, cardio isn't actually my issue. I don't get like puffed out.
Yeah.
It's literally the fact that my legs have to carry this fucking unit of a body is what really hurts.
I wouldn't describe it as a unit of a body.
It is not. Yeah, you're right. A unit would. Yeah, you're right. This fucking.
Multiple units.
This heaping mess. Yeah. Dude. Oh, and man. Like when I was doing the run, it's like when you're a fat dude on a run, everyone's like super supportive, like. Thank you. Thank you. And it comes to a point where you're like, they're only saying that because I'm fat. So now every time I run past someone and they're like, nice work, man. I'm like, you're only saying that because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Like, at least you have an excuse. I just can't, can't run because I don't know.
I run and then I throw up because I'm weak in the guts.
Okay.
I don't have a strong constitution.
Are you still getting up at 3 a.m. and going for bike rides?
No, fuck no. I was never doing that.
Yeah, but
I was going for walks.
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah, fuck. Fuck a 3 a.m. bike ride. Shit. No, thank you.
Are you still walking?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, still do some walks.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Oh, like fucking comedian time.
What time do you shower?
10 a.m.
Okay, that's early.
So what time do you take your showers? Yeah,
that's early for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing gig times, aren't you?
Yeah, but even so, I go to bed at like 4 a.m. There's no excuse for it. I just can't. I don't know. And I don't want to put my sleep pattern.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get home at like 2 a.m. from a gig, but... Not often, but yeah, if I have to get up at 10, I'm like, I'm going to need a nap later.
Yeah.
Is that today? You had to get up?
Yeah, I'll be going home and having to sleep.
This is early. You're doing well, man. You're on
Cheers,
fire.
Man. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We should introduce the guests.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
who's our guest?
He's made it.
He's made it.
You've finally clawed your way up to the pits of hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
The shittest podcast ever. In Newcastle.
Level 3 of the open mic circle of hell.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
7 stages.
I'm happy to be here.
Welcome, Brendan Duff.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure.
You doing a gig tonight? Are you doing anything tonight?
Yeah, I wasn't meant to, but I just got a message to play at Arimba RSL.
Ooh, nice.
For 3 hours, so.
What's that pay?
I actually don't know. It'll be
it's a surprise amount.
It'll be like $300 or $400.
That's not too bad.
It's all right.
Fuck, that's way better than comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the same issue as Eddie, where she's like, I could do comedy for fuck all, or I could use my musical talent to.
But comedy's still exciting, and people actually want to. I couldn't believe when I did the showcases how many people come and pay to watch people do comedy on a Saturday night. Yeah. No one wants to listen to me at an RSL club. I don't know why I'm there. I think there's some legal thing with pokies that I have to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tax thing.
Yeah. But no one wants me there.
No.
No, what are you playing? Claps.
What type of music?
Yeah, like older shit. I prefer just like chill. I prefer like a chill Sunday gig.
So like covers of...
Yeah, just what, covers of...
You do Australian Crawl?
I don't. I need to learn more like Australiana shit. Yeah. I just can't be bothered. Yeah. But like Crowded House.
Yeah.
Horses, Dale Braithwaite.
Oh, yeah, the classics.
Land Down Under. I prefer like 80s stuff, but even that, some of the... I'll play like I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Take on Me, Aha. But even that is too new for a lot of these.
If you're doing an RSL, yeah, they're like, oh, this new shit from the 80s. I need
like 10 more terrible, terrible songs.
Yeah.
Anything by Queen.
Usually yeah, don't do any Queen, but that's good. That's a good one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Come along, please. Yeah.
Arimba RSL.
I'll see you there.
Have you heard there's a jazz guy that does heavy metal
covers?
Can't remember his name now, but... All he right. does like Down With The Sickness. Sick. It's like a jazz cover.
Yeah, okay,
it's
cool. Fucking,
it's really good.
Yeah, there's Postmodern Jukebox, who are like a band that do, yeah, like jazzy or like 1950s covers of all different sorts of songs.
Yeah. I feel like you'd fucking kill it on the cruise ship circuit doing that stuff.
I tried to get on, I couldn't get in.
Really?
Couldn't get in. A lot of the cruise ship stuff is like band stuff. And if you do it with a band, you have to, like, share a room. Mm. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm so tall, I just don't want to. I need my own space.
Yeah.
I can't sleep in a bunk bed.
No.
Even if it's with a friend, I'm like, I don't want to share a room. Like, I'm 30. Yeah. I'm too tall. I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
But then all the solo spots, usually if the piano players snatch them up. They always prefer the piano players.
They're fucking easy. You can put them anywhere.
Exactly.
Like, there's usually, like, a grand piano
100%
somewhere or a couple,
yeah,
and they can just like move them for different areas. And then if they don't have like the actual grand piano, you can always just set up a fucking keyboard.
Yeah, so like for sure.
Bloke in the subway at fucking on those videos. Are you just playing piano in the background? Is that it, or are they part of a band?
No, this is like by themselves. But I'm sure there are ones in bands as well.
And they're always Asian.
Oh, yeah.
They're always Asian.
Yeah. That's why I'm not getting picked. It's a race thing.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Got to tape your eyes back and be like, oh, can I please have a gig on the cruiser ship?
Whoa. I play piano.
I play a very good piano.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we forgot to say there's no lines on this podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm used to doing music podcasts where they do not do accents.
Yeah.
That's refreshing.
Refreshing, or did you just see your career flash before your eyes?
Do you want to change your last name as a guest on this?
Yeah, I've had to do it.
Yeah, you pussy.
Mr. Savage had to do it.
Joel Savage.
That's what I call him, Joel Savage.
That's so good. But, it's the worst name.
Yeah, it's great.
It's almost as bad as Joseph.
It's almost. Horrible. At least it's my middle name.
That doesn't help. It's fucking shit, dude.
What should I have done? What should I have used?
I don't know. At least sat down and had to think about it.
Mitch Extreme.
Yeah, you should have been Mitch Savage. Me should have been Joel Joseph.
That would have been great. Yeah. I should have gone Mitch Mickelson. Something fucking phonetic.
Mitch Sanders.
Mitch Sanders, yeah. Mitch Sanders, good.
Yeah.
Mitch Fingers.
Does he?
Yeah.
Mitch Tits.
Mitch Tits. Oh, yes. Welcome to the stage. It's Mitch Tits.
Fuck. There's nothing savage about having to change your name because your job told you to stop doing comedy.
Has that actually happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. Joel.
No way.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
So what do you do for work now?
You still got the same job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just doesn't do comedy anymore.
Had to do a formal warning. Yeah, he's dead to us. So
we can't dead name him either.
Not very Savage of you.
Yeah. Poor cunt.
What would have been really Savage is going in there and shooting up the place.
I would have played it that I'm like so like emotionally and psychologically affected from it. I would have been like, I'm getting some workers comp out of this for sure.
Yeah, he could have.
Yeah.
He definitely could have. When they set those, like, oh, yeah.
You can either do A or B. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should have just had a panic attack there and then.
Yeah. I can't make a decision.
Going blind.
I've gone blind. I can't see. Call an ambulance.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. Just there's the a house.
Just the most Jewish response ever. Oh, I've got a costume for the Weird Wednesdays too.
Oh, what is it?
I'll save it. It's been I'll put it in the group chat. It's just me in a fucking Jew outfit.
Oh, nice. What should I do?
Wednesday's theme.
Next Wednesday we're doing the talent show.
Oh yeah. I think I'm coming to that. So what do you mean? Yeah. What are you gonna do with the costume?
No, just wear it.
Oh yeah, okay.
Can you get me a Colonel Sanders outfit?
Not at this stage. If you had to ask before, yeah.
How many outfits do you have?
Oh, I don't know. Got a couple of fucking weird things floating around. But yeah, so we need to get
still got the smelling salts?
Nah, they're done. They only last for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, they do.
Unless you want to order them like right now.
And they'll be ready. I could.
For next Wednesday. They're actually quite good. They're addictive.
Yeah.
I like them.
Are those the ones that bust you up as soon as you inhale them?
Mm. Yeah.
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 Have you done them before?
No.
They're great.
Is it like a menthol feeling? What feeling does it shoot?
It's like ammonia.
It's like a.
It's like, it's, you know, the chlorine at the pool?
Mm.
It's like that.
Okay.
Times 100.
You know when you get dumped at the beach and your sinuses just get like fucking washed out with salt water and you're like, sure. Oh, fuck. It's like that, but with like pool water.
Okay. That's how I would describe it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what I was doing is exactly what the warning was telling people not to do, which was hold it too close to your nose and inhale too much.
Yeah.
I was going to everyone, all right, now you need to breathe out so your lungs are completely empty and then breathe in through your nose. So you're getting like this deprived oxygen fucking sniff.
That's fucked up.
And everyone looked like they got fucking pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
It was everyone. Horrible. It was great.
That's fucked up.
Bradley's trying to do material. He's just tearing.
Yeah. Steve Lurch ate some durries.
Oh, yeah.
And then smelled the salts and then went and threw up in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
After eating, he had a condom with like fake cum in it.
Oh, wow.
I hope it was fake. Anyway.
What, was that part of his bit or something?
Yeah.
What was his bit? I'm about to eat this cum.
Yeah, he just gets up and does the most fucking
shit. You nailed it. Classic Lurch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking just absolute chaos, the last one. I will order some more smelling salts, though. We'll do that.
Get on it.
That'd be good.
Fuck yeah.
How's the Lincoln Pin going down at Woi Woi?
I've only been there once this year. And yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah?
It's all right.
Does it get a crowd? I heard it.
Not when I was there, but apparently it does.
One of those ones. Never when I've been there, but I've heard.
It's always the first one, and then that's what they describe it as.
Sure.
Yeah, no, it can. It has the potential.
Yeah, there's room for 100 seats.
Yeah. You should drive 2 hours for this.
Yeah.
I did one at Gosford for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
At a brewery.
How'd that go?
Good.
Is that Mitch Garling's one?
I'm fucking running it, bro.
Oh, nice.
I'm the gatekeeper.
Well, fuck it's the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper. Suck him off.
Keeping all the gays. Yeah, there was only a couple customers, but yeah, heaps of the Sydney comics came down. Mm. And all the comics like at least stayed and like laughed and watched each other. So it was a fun vibe. So everyone had a good time and the venue's keen to do it. So so we'll do it again.
How have you sorted it out with the venue? Are you doing like they're just paying you a flat rate or?
Yeah, I did the first one for free as a trial. And now, I've got to email them. I'm just putting it off because I don't know what I should charge them.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't know.
Open mic, 200.
No, more than that.
1,500?
Yeah.
1,500.
But if they're only getting a couple customers, you know.
Yeah, but you've got to be paid for your time and shit like that. And it depends on, like, you could do it for that if you're just going to pay an MC. And just tell them you guys are in charge of the marketing and getting people to this show, which is the way it should be. Because you're like, I've already done my job, which is turn up with the talent and do all that stuff.
Well, I'm having to MC it, and then I bring like my gear, like my speaker and everything.
Yep.
And then obviously run it, and then the comedians get a beer. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Like 300 is pretty much minimum for an open mic. Because you've got to, you're quite, like the way I do it is like you were saying your gig at Arimba tonight, that's going to be like 300 or 400 for like 3 hours. By the time you lug all your gear there, set it up, and then you've got to run the show the whole time for and sure. like all that shit. And then you've got to pay an MC, like 300's got to be like minimum.
True.
Because otherwise it's the same thing as music. Like we start undercutting each other and then they're like, oh, you can get it for fucking cheap. So yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. That much minimum. And then, definitely tell them like you guys are in charge of selling this show and getting people in because we've been stitched up with that before.
Yeah.
Where they expect you to fucking bring a crowd and you're like, you're not paying me enough.
Yeah.
Like, there's no budget in this for marketing whatsoever. It's fucked.
Yeah, for sure. Or they said maybe, because we did it on a Thursday, or they said, oh, maybe we could try a weekend, but then would you really do an open mic on a weekend or would you do a proper...
You do a proper show.
Yeah.
A
proper show.
And a proper show is like 1500.
Yeah, okay.
Because you could pay like all your acts probably $100 each. So if you're going to have like...
But then what would they, the venue sell tickets or...
Yeah, they can, or they just...
Whatever they want to do. You go, whatever you guys, however you want to go about it, it's none of my business.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you how to do it.
What they're doing is they're giving something, they're giving patrons a reason to hang around after dinner and keep buying drinks. Mm. That's like the point of it. Like you go out on a Saturday, you have dinner and you're like, all right, well, we've eaten, we'll go home. But if there's an if there's like a comedy show on and there's fucking signs up all week and they've got it outside with posters and shit, people are like, oh, there's a comedy show down the road. Do you just want to fucking go have dinner and then go to the comedy show? And then all of a sudden you go from like a 2-drink minimum to people like fucking maybe 4-5 beers each. So they make their money. They make a fuckload of money. The gigs that we did, like out west, like some of these smaller towns, because they'd never do comedy, those pubs will actually fucking clean up because they'll get like 100 people. Half the town will turn up.
Yeah.
And then they all get fuck eyed because everyone just drinks drives. So it's like, it's fucking, it's bad for anyone on the road after those gigs, but
fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Like the clubs clean up. Like the bars never empty. Like there's always people lining up.
That
gig
that we did, that they
it was insane.
Raked it in, dude.
They would have made like fucking 5 figures that night, easy, easy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So like you've just got 100+
people buying dinner and getting fuckered.
Yeah. Yeah, and then usually like there'll be like a solid group of people that will.
And they
just
sold
stay.
Tickets for that, didn't they?
Yep,
that's the way to do it. A lot that's of places it. Will be like, "Oh, we're going to do a free show, and that'll get people in to come and like buy drinks and food and shit like that." Never works.
Never.
You're like it's free. It's got to be dog shit. And you're like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
no one's going to see value in it if you're giving it away.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like pussy. It's like. The girl just gives it to you. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I didn't have to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to give away half my shit for my pussy.
Oh, there you go.
My pussy. My wife's pussy.
My
wife.
Oh. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
She hasn't taken half yet, mate.
Not yet. She's
that's good you're ready.
She owns half of it. It's like it's 50% hers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna get out the fucking jigsaw and cut that $5,000 on the couch in half.
Yeah.
You just got.
Yeah.
You got a $5,000 couch?
Yeah. I got two couches for $5,000.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Amart?
No. Harvey Norman.
Whoa.
Big dog.
Big dog. Whoa. Big dog got his tax return.
Yeah.
Was it on sale at least?
Yeah, Black Friday. Yeah, that's why we did it.
They're always on sale, aren't they?
They are always on sale.
You got to root on that thing immediately.
It's dark, so you don't want the stains. And I didn't get the stain protector either.
Yeah, fuck that. That's a rort, bro.
I was like, it is a rort. It's like $300. And then I was reading through it, and they're like, stained. Oh, yeah, if it gets stained, you can call someone out to clean it professionally. I'm like, then what's the point of giving me the spray? And then, like, I'm like, oh.
But they don't pay for it.
They don't.
To call someone out to clean it.
No, you get two call outs in the warranty period, which is 5 years.
Or one for cum stains.
For $300
Yeah, specifically there was one for bodily fluids.
That is very funny.
Yeah, that was one of them.
To just blow a massive load.
Dude.
And then just have some poor fucking woman come out and just be like,
not again.
Clean it up.
That's how they get you though, because they know you're not going to call someone out for cum stains. Too embarrassing.
Mitch is just on the zinc supplements, eating celery and shit.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Doing them big loads. Have you ever looked into that to increase your load?
Can you save them? Can you save?
I don't need to.
Can you say? Can you wait till you got a couple stains and do them in one hit, or will they go? Nah, dude, these are different cums. This
per panel, cool. Per panel, they do them the thing. That per was panel. The thing. I was like, maybe I can like just get it real fucked and then call them out and then replace the whole thing. But like, it's only one panel.
Just direct it there for like a year.
Oh,
that's your load panel.
Yeah.
A pull-out panel.
Women come around, don't sit there.
Actually do sit there.
Yeah.
I'm working on something. It's my art.
Yeah. I saw, so we're walking around because I was like, I'm not going to, I'm one of those people who just like, usually I just walk in, I see what I see the first thing that I want and I buy it.
Right.
And then
you'd
I was
be
like,
terrible in a brothel.
Yes, I am terrible in a brothel.
Or at a buffet.
Yeah.
But I was this time, I was like, all right, well, we walked into Harvey Norman. I wanted to go there last, but we walked in first. And then we found the lounge we wanted. And I was like, all right, well, we'll go check out the other stores.
Mm.
And Tony's like, I just want this one. I'm like, yeah, but you can't like buy the first one, you see.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone said. So then we walk around and every other store was just dog shit. There was literally a bread lounge. I'll show you. I'll show you
a bread lounge.
Yeah, I don't know whether to eat or fuck this thing. Like, it was insane.
What the fuck's
just looks like bread.
That fucking does, man.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought that was just bread.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just bread.
That is the most fat cunt.
So what?
I know. I know.
This lounge looks like bread.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, imagine the crumbs that
does,
thing's going to collect.
You can make a meme of that.
Yeah.
The classic, like, oh, for a second, I think about food so much. Yeah. For a second, I thought, I literally did. I was like, that's just a hot cross. Oh, fuck,
yeah,
that's
it's a lounge.
What other stores did you go to?
Scarly furniture.
Dude,
like,
why are you going to these bougie ass fucking shops?
And they're shit lounges. We walked in and Tanya's like, look how low to the fucking floor these thing is. Like, who are they selling to? Hobbits.
Mm.
And I'm just the actual hobbit walking next to us.
Yeah, like, you're like, this is actually
perfect
for me. This is very good and I'm happy with this lounge.
Fucking Amart, fantastic furniture.
Yeah.
You got to do that poor man fucking shit, bro.
Marketplace, brother.
Marketplace.
Secondhand.
That's where you get some real cum panels.
Yeah.
Marketplace, dude.
So you've seen my lounge at my place. I've got one like
one decent one.
One like black lounge with a chaise.
Yeah.
And it was secondhand. And it's not that comfy. And then I've got
And you
like
still
this,
have that?
Yeah.
Next to your 5,000?
No. So I only bought the lounge today.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's getting delivered on Thursday.
Fresh.
Yeah. So.
Fucking hell, dude.
Yeah.
How much are you getting your tax return?
Oh, it was a pretty good one.
Pretty good? How much? Pretty good
one.
I said, I'm getting paid tonight. What did you get on your tax return?
10 G's.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Dude.
Yeah. Straight to the couch store.
Yeah, edit that out, Tyler, please.
Edit this out too, but while we're at it, fucking.
No editing. Nothing is editing. I'm talking about money. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Cassie's fucking tax return was more than I made last year.
Yeah.
She paid more in tax than what I made.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
How much did you make last year?
Like that can't be true, dude.
Yeah.
How was hers more than that?
She paid more in tax. Like way more.
Oh, paid more in tax.
Yeah, because she's a minor.
Yeah.
I'm underage.
I'm fucking a minor.
Yeah, no, it's crazy the amount of money they get.
Yeah. It's hush money. I'm actually very wealthy.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for work?
Comedy.
Just comedy?
Yeah.
How do you pay your rent?
Barely.
Wow.
I pay the rent and then I eat crumbs.
Yeah.
Whatever Adam drops in the kitchen.
So what paid gigs are you doing every week?
I'm mostly doing like the socials for the club. So I do the social media and the clips and film every week. So that's pretty consistent. Like that's
okay.
Getting paid for that. That's good. And then, yeah, if I pick up gigs, I get money for that as well. And then if I work the bar, I get money for that as well.
Okay, cool.
So there's a couple of different things that I'm doing there. And then doing some vending machine bullshit or fucking whatever.
Vending machine bullshit?
Yeah, filling up those.
Hell yeah, occasionally. Dude. I love a side hustle.
I've also just started side hustling with my cousin. Check out Coastal Cream if you need some nangs on the Central Coast.
Oh, are you allowed to legally say that?
Yeah.
Okay, you can it's say fine. It's nangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, nangs, it's just a word for just a nangs. Cream charger. I'm not telling people to do anything suspicious.
Why? What would they do with them?
I don't know. I'd use it for whipped cream.
Have you got any around here?
Nah. Oh, Adam might have a few.
Let's crack them open.
Actually, oh, Adam would not have any left over.
Yeah, no. No way.
He's definitely done all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I'm doing, like, social media for him as well.
We'll get back into stuff that we can actually keep in the podcast.
Oh, now the thousands of people are going to go, what did they cut?
Tyler's like, fuck me, I don't get paid enough for this shit. Granted, when this podcast makes it.
When?
Then, yeah.
Okay. How's already?
There, brother. We're already we crushing
are.
It.
We are.
You got a 4.3 star rating or something.
Do we really?
That's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, somebody's given you not a 5.
Yeah, I think it was Adam. He gave us like 0 stars. He's like, what's dog shit podcast? Do not listen.
Fucking cunt.
Yeah.
I'll fucking do that for his business. Yeah. Dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be funny. Dude. Let's review bomb Adam.
Yeah, motherfucker.
On his business that he's already run into the ground.
I called him
because he couldn't do paperwork.
I called him to replace my fire alarm, and he said, I'll just explain to you how to do it over the phone while you're doing it.
Is it like hardwired in?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, no, I need an electrician.
No, he would absolutely get you electrocuted on purpose.
Yeah.
So the first thing you want to do is go out to the switch box and make sure that it's on.
Like, yeah, okay. Should I be turning this off? No, it's fine. It's fine. Just don't touch both the wires at once.
Wife dead, 1 star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Spitting truth, boys.
Yeah.
So how long has the pod been going now?
5 years?
33 minutes. I get that feeling too when I do podcasts. How long has this shit been going?
No, I did mean in years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Really? Fucking hell.
Yeah, this is like 176 or something like that.
You guys were on it with the podcast bubble.
No,
not really.
We came along after people started doing podcasts.
Yeah, we came still along after.
You were pre-COVID, man. That's a whole fucking
that's true.
That's true. We actually stopped doing it during COVID.
So how did what did people listen to during that period of their life?
Just Joe Rogan. Yeah, just Ho Rogan.
I had to take the second best.
Yeah,
second best choice.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's just funny to think about how many podcasts started in COVID and are now like doing extremely well.
Yeah.
We're just still here being retarded.
Yeah, but the ones doing extremely well is like 0.00001% of all podcasts.
It is like a lot like OnlyFans for straight white men.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is true.
Where the top people are like making all the money.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just getting raped by like monthly fees for fucking podcast hosting.
Yeah, well, I pay all of that.
Yeah. Which is good.
Don't worry. Assassin that comment.
Yeah.
It's like $10 a month.
Whoa. Yeah, 20 a month or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff, dude.
What do you do usually?
But Ethan bought the Roadcaster.
Oh, okay.
He does all of like the socials. He does all the clips. All I'm in charge of is organizing guests. Okay. And making sure that the podcast is on the internet.
Yeah.
Great. You're all both pulling your weight.
Yeah, what do you mean? He's got a lot more weight to pull than me.
No. But I claim back all that money that I spend on it on tax.
Of course.
So that's how you get the big bucks.
Yeah,
do a podcast that makes no money.
What's your bankroll on this podcast per month?
20. Oh, well, we pay our editor as well.
$20 a week if we do them
between
weekly.
Yeah, we each paying $20, so it's $40 a week.
But what are you bringing in?
Nothing.
Yeah, No, we're throwing money into a hole.
For tax purposes, where do you bring it in? A dollar at least, right?
No, it's against my like comedy ABN.
So yeah, it's a write-off at this point. It's a charity donation.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. So everything, like all the money that I made last year from comedy, which wasn't a lot of money, it's a couple of thousand, but it was all written off just before I paid for fuel.
Yeah, sure.
Just the fuel wrote it off. And I was like, oh, well, sweet. Can I claim it against my normal tax return? Like, because now I'm like really, really in the red.
Mm.
He's like, no. It doesn't meet all the criteria for it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why are you paying tax on any of it?
I'm not.
Oh. So none of what you make in comedy goes towards your income tax?
None. It's all written off. Because if you think about it, right? So. Little bit of tax advice.
Fuck yeah, it's a tax app.
I'm not an accountant, so fucking talk to a real accountant. But what I did is, so twice a week you might go to an open mic. So all your kilometers from that. So you can immediately justify like the maximum amount of kilometers before you have to keep a logbook.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I live in fucking bumfuck nowhere, so I'm doing like 60 kilometer round trips.
Nice.
So it's like, yeah, easy hit your fucking 4,000 or whatever it is, Ks a year. That's like, I think, just alone is like $3,900 worth your tax return.
Yeah.
Just claiming the basic fuel. And like parking, fucking, if you've got a podcast or if you run a podcast, all the hosting fees, like that's all counted as advertising. There's heaps of shit, so.
Yeah, like, I guess it is separate to, yeah, because what do you do during the day?
I write mortgages.
Do you actually? What, you're a broker?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You could have helped me fucking with my mortgage.
Are you after a house?
I already got one.
So oh, you can redo it. Fuck
it. Fucked over. I think it's okay. My mum works for the bank, so.
When did you do it?
February, but then we just switched. We get a better rate because my mum did work with the bank, so it's probably sweet.
What do you want? Do you know?
5.84.
That's a good rate.
This is quality podcast material, this is boys. Podcast.
So that's right. So because you'd be a sole trader for comedy purposes.
Yeah,
it would be separate. Where I'm just a sole trader for everything, so everything just goes on top of everything gets added to my fucking. To my shit, yo.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, so it's, if you're like, if you're at my level where you're like you're, I'm a low level fucking comedian, but like just above open mic, so I'm making some money. It's like you definitely don't want to be paying tax if you're an ABN. So
for sure.
You've just got to make sure that you're fucking, on it.
Ethan's on his phone, so this is going well.
No, I just got a message.
Let's talk about something funny. It's comedy, right?
Message from his minor.
Yeah, hey. I did. I'm in trouble.
Are you?
Dad's giving her dating advice.
You fucking leave your... did you put the silo in the wrong spot again?
No. She was called from her dad giving her dating advice.
Which was don't date Ethan. Yours
truly. Yeah, don't date a fucking comedian. Anyway.
These are all good points.
Yes, I would agree wholeheartedly with his advice.
Yeah.
How about that blockade? Fuck yeah. You going down?
That what?
The fucking people's blockade, the protest thing? That started.
What are they protesting?
I don't keep up with anything.
Coalport.
What's are they Coalport? Opening a new Coalport, are they?
No, they're just the same old Coalport in Newcastle that's been there forever. They're protesting it.
What is it? Environmental?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's why we're doing this podcast in my office today, because the club has Tom Ballard on doing some fucking gay shit about the Coalport, the people's blockade.
Ah.
So it's like a live pod and like it's sold out. It's crazy.
Yeah, right. No, I haven't heard about it at all. But
oh, hectic. I thought everyone was across this shit.
It must just be a Newcastle thing. Yeah. I'm also just don't know about anything. I don't know about Palestine. I don't know about Jewish people.
Mm.
They're bad.
Yeah.
The Jewish ones are bad.
Jews are bad.
Can't keep up.
Yeah,
it was the Muslims, but now the Muslims are good.
The Muslims are good now.
Yeah.
Muslims now. Good time to be a Muslim.
It is a good time to be a Muslim.
Yeah.
I man. Said three white men.
I wish I was a Muslim. Bum, bum, banam, bum, bum.
Oh, yeah. Classic Rummy parody that I will never hear the light of day. Yeah. Oh, that dude did fucking I'm Just One of Those Gays, Limp Bizkit.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, some black guy that does like parody songs on
Insta Reels. I've heard of him.
Yeah, yeah. That's like gay parodies. And yeah, it finally happened. I feel like I manifested it. I was like, that one's right there on the table. Yeah. Like, that's a fucking good one to parody. Yeah. I'm just one of those gays.
Do you guys ever come up with jokes and then you'll see someone else do it or a famous comedian's already done it?
Yeah.
I'll come up with jokes where open micers will then do them at the Stag and Hunter in front of my face. And I'm like, cunt. Could you not do a joke about jerking off on an aeroplane, you fucking retard? Fucking Mick. Jesus Christ. I'm going to have a word with him.
Do you think...
It's like subconscious. Like, yeah, he's not doing it on purpose. But
Cryptomnesia.
Yeah, he was he's doing a fucking joke about jerking off on a plane, and it's like exactly the same. He does it, and then Zoe just looks over at me. She's just like, what the fuck? And I'm just... Whatever.
Is it anything about joining the Mile High Club?
Yep.
I feel like that's been done like 100 times, right?
Yeah.
I feel like people think of the same shit, but there is also a healthy dose of... I heard that and I've forgotten that I heard about it.
Yeah, that's exactly what's
happened. And now I think I've come up with it.
Yeah. It's so funny, dude.
Which is great.
I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Let him run with it. Who cares? At this point, I'm not going to fucking pull him up on it.
It's like we've forgotten more material than they've written.
Mm.
Yeah, fuck this guy who I don't know.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. He's a shit. Fuck it. You just write another bit. Like... And whatever. It'd be different if we were actually like, if it was in your paid set. Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it is a little bit different. Let's go bash him.
He is a big boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one, I've had it a couple of times where I've written like entire fucking sets, like, and then had an out-of-towner turn up and then they've got like the same parallel set. Happened with the yoga.
Mm.
JP's got a bit about like fucking doing yoga and sucking his own dick and then I also had that.
Mm.
I think mine was better. I think my joke was a little more fleshed out, a little bit better.
Yours is better than Ryan.
Oh, I just don't care.
Mine's better. Unless that person's on, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just I just moved on. It's just you have a 7-minute set, and then you write new material, and you're like, all right, well, I got to get rid of something, and that's like one of those one of those jokes was like on the grosser side as well. So it's funny. It's just I liked it because it was turning the joke about like sucking your own dick, and then the wife comes home and catches you, like that whole angle, and it's like she's just like. Confused because she's like, did I just get made redundant? Like that's the fucking punchline. But yeah, it's funny to deliver that joke to a couple in the front row.
Yeah,
because you talk directly at them and you're like, oh yeah, like what happens if you walked in on your husband here sucking his own dick?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the joke's about them and it usually does really well.
Do you feel people get uncomfortable? Do you reckon it's good to make eye contact with a bunch of people? I feel like when I do, they get frightened or...
Because you're like a big man.
Maybe. Like I try to. I'm like, I'm going to look at these people, but then I feel like while I'm looking at them, it's not making them more...
Yeah.
They have the fear of God in their eyes of like, why are you looking at me?
No, you definitely have to look at people when you're delivering jokes like that. It's just, I know what you mean. I fucking hate it because of my autism. I hate making eye contact just in general. Every time I meet people, I immediately like, I make eye contact, we go to shake hands, I just have to fucking look away like every time.
Mm.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, I feel like that's normal. I think everyone has autism, particularly comedians.
Yeah, there's definitely like...
There's a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
Between autism and alcoholism.
Yeah. Yeah, it's own fucking...
It's that Kurt Ryan meme where it's like two slides.
Yeah.
He's so funny, dude. I love his shit.
Yeah. Right.
You follow that page on Instagram? So. Kurt Ryan Comedy?
Kurt Ryan.
Yeah.
He just makes good open mic memes.
Yeah.
Follow him right now.
They're fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he's stopped doing them.
Has he?
Yeah. One, he put his post. He put a post up a little while ago. He's like, "Oh, I'm focusing on other things, but thank you, I love you all." It's fucking popular.
Fuck, that's bullshit. Yeah,
I know.
He was doing really well.
He was. He's dropping like five a day. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, well, maybe don't do that many.
Yeah,
maybe just do like a weekly.
Well, if you do like five a week and then you just schedule them.
Yeah, it's definitely like an autistic thing of like he's probably hyper focused on making memes for a bit and then he's like, I'm bored of this.
Yeah, I'm done.
Do you guys do Twitter or no?
No.
No, me neither.
It's X. It's X.
It'd be very funny if you did and you're just like, yeah, not me neither.
Oh, it's
Twitter's gay.
No, I just thought everyone who talks about Twitter, it's as if it's like the thing. I'm like, I've never been on Twitter. It's I've just so out of my realm.
And I don't know anyone that's ever been on it. I don't. Yeah, okay. Maybe it's like not a US Australian thing.
Elliot does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to write jokes on Twitter then post them to his story.
That's a good thing to
it's
do
great.
Because it tricks people into thinking that like, oh, this was so good that someone's taken the time to copy-paste it from another website.
There you go.
Put it on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of his fucking jokes though are great. He's a fucking good joke writer.
Yeah.
So I'll fucking share them. I'll show them to people at work and they fucking piss themselves. Like, who's that?
What do you guys usually do to write? Do you sit down?
I've just been getting on stage. I've just been getting on stage with a topic in my head and then I'll just talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
And like, I'll listen back to it and then the bits that land, they become my punchlines and then I build around that now.
Okay.
Because it's just been like, yeah, you sit down to write or whatever, but honestly, it's like, it's really, really good to do that. And I think everyone should. But at the end of the day, you've got to fucking get up on stage and you've just got to throw as much shit at the wall.
Mm.
And at the end of it, like, be like, oh, all right, yeah.
I feel like I just end up talking about nothing for 5 minutes.
No, that'll happen 100%. Mm. I did it last week at the open mic. I just had a couple of like little topics bounce around in my head that I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about the hot fucking tradie that I hired.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, dude, there's nothing worse than like, as a bloke, you hire another bloke to do jobs.
Uh-huh.
Mm. It's like, all right, like, alrighty. And then that guy is like the hottest dude in the world. He comes around to your house and then Zoe's
at
our
jobs are you trying to get out of this?
I know. And then Zoe's there and she's like, holy fuck. Oh my God. Is he fucking single? No. No,
oh,
he's not
man.
Single.
I feel sorry for the man who is gonna have to bear the brunt of being in a relationship.
He's a hot dude with a full time job. Of course he's not fucking single. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I love how I talked about comedy writing and you've turned into hot dudes. Yeah. So yeah. Ethan, do you fuck blokes or what's the go there?
For the bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have done. For shits and gigs. I generally wake up in the morning and I masturbate and then
you do in
I have
the morning.
A bit of coffee, yeah.
No.
Morning wank.
Isn't your day just full of depression after that?
Yeah, it can't get any worse. You know, I've lowered the bar substantially.
That's good.
So that any bits that I write are now going to be gold.
Do you sit? Mind. Do you write? You sit down and write, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Not as often as I should, but that is how I come up with my material.
Yeah, I just can never get myself. I just have zero attention span. I can't even for. I should even for 10 minutes. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just hate sitting down with a piece of paper and like. I don't know.
I write. Don't get me wrong. I don't do that. Like, I'll just be going about my day and something will pop into my head.
Okay.
And I'll be like, oh, fuck. And then I'll write it down.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, that's fucking funny. And then once I've got that, like, sentence or two,
yeah,
like, this is a funny idea. Usually happens in the shower, which is a pain in the fucking ass, because then I've got to stand there and be like, don't forget this.
Yeah, okay.
Get out and write it down. And then I'm like, all right, and now I can flesh it out.
Okay. See, I do that first bit and I never flesh it out. So my notes are just full of one line of...
Well, once you've got that first bit, that's like the thing Mitch was talking about, how you can just like go up on stage and talk about that.
Yeah.
Because you've got like the, all right, this thing's funny.
Yeah.
But now how am I going to convince everyone else that I'm not retarded?
For sure.
That's the hard part.
Like, and this how is long hilarious. Do you give something if it doesn't get a laugh? Or is there anything you always keep in just because you think it's funny?
If it doesn't get a laugh the second time, I fuck it off.
Yeah.
Like if I genuinely think it's really funny and it's still not, like I had a joke about there's a guy, it's a true story, a guy I work with is like, yeah, I was like at the hospital, I broke my collarbone and then someone just walked up and checked my prostate. And the joke was like, that happened. And I'm like, all right, you're all good, Sean, which is crazy because his name's Justin. And it's like, all right, yeah, sweet. It was not that good, but I thought it was funny.
You left off the part about how, like, that's a weird way to figure out that you got your chart switched.
Yeah, I know, because I didn't like that. It was too – I felt like I didn't really like it. I didn't think it was funny.
That explains what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but I thought the whole idea that, like, you had enough attention span to be like, all right, no worries, Sean. And then it's like crazy because his name's Justin. Clearly they've read the chart wrong.
No, not clearly.
Clearly they fingered the wrong person, but I guess you're right because it wasn't getting laughs.
That's why.
Yeah, I know.
Don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because
they can't remember the difference.
Sure, Justin, what? They're like, what?
Yeah, I feel like I get it, but there's a lot of things that audience members don't.
No, they won't get it.
Is this not totally clear?
They're half paying attention at the best of times.
Like, you really want me to spell it out? Is that not lose the funniness? No? Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes you just have to. Or you have to like set it up before. Like, have you ever had your chart read wrong at a fucking thing and then you go, yeah, this guy got fingered. Yeah, your name's Justin. Like, that's the... You preempt their retardation.
Maybe, yeah. I just fucked it off. I was like, it's not that.
Or the punchline is like, have you ever fingered, like, that's a weird way to find out you just fingered the wrong person.
Yeah.
Fingering the wrong person is a funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever fingered the wrong person?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like.
I don't mean like on the bus.
I feel like so much of my set is just those kind of jokes anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I was trying to get away from that too. And then I just ended up doing bits about glory holes.
So yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
I had a good bit about glory holes.
Dude, I did a show the other weekend at the club on a Saturday. I jumped up and it was packed in there, but it was like a Christmas party. And so there was just like a good third of the crowd that was just a bunch of absolute cunts. This is the ones that left like a shitty review on the page and everything.
Oh, no.
Fuck, they were fucking assholes, dude. And just like everything's just bombing. Like everyone's having a bad time because you've just got like the laughter's like spreading and then it just hits this wall. So they get to like the front and the front couple of the rows would laugh and then usually it trails back through the club and it's just like just fucking dead stop after the first three rows and you're like, holy fuck, this is fucked up, just everyone just eating shit, and I did that glory hole bit. I was just like, why did I do this? This is not ready.
Yeah.
Why do people come if they don't want to fucking laugh at shit? Sydney is so bad for that.
Yes, because they get roped into it, or mates bring them along, or in this case, it's a Christmas party, so they've been getting pissed all day, and they're like, oh, we need to plan something to do.
Yeah.
So then instead of fucking Brandon in the corner doing fucking Bon Jovi covers... It's let's go to a comedy club and fucking
ruin everyone else's ruin everyone.
Yeah, let's just go there and just yell incoherent shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked.
That's where I get up. A perfect night for me is if kind of I'm just in the background, nobody claps.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of there. People don't really notice me. Maybe then one person says, oh, that was good. That's perfect. That's a perfect gig. Yeah. The venue go, great, we'll have you back. With comedy, if you don't constantly get people laughing and shit, it's like, fuck, that was bad. Like, I'm kind of hunting for... I don't want people, like, watching me the whole time and, like, waiting and clapping at the end of every song. It's like, I'm meant to just be a part of your night. Yeah. You're not meant to be looking at me the whole time. Talk to each other. Talk over the top of me. Fucking, you know, I'm just here to... be in the background this whole time.
Mm.
Don't put your attention on me because I've got to be here for 3 hours and not every song is going to be like a fucking banger that you love.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it's, where music
is. Yeah, but you've got to learn how to play an instrument, which is Like, if you talk about, like, oh, I have trouble sitting down to write, it's like, yeah, you fucking people have trouble sitting down. You've got to practice.
But what, I don't know, but I never practiced it. Once you do, once you know how to do it, though, it's kind of done. Like, yeah. That's it.
Mm.
Like, unfortunately, my guitar lives in my car because after you do, like, 3 or 4 gigs, you're like, I'm not fucking writing a song or I don't want to look at that fucking thing. Like, I've been working with it. It makes you hate the thing you love doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you don't. Yeah.
You're right. Comedy's like that a bit. Yeah.
But that's then so funny. There's way less people trying to be a comedian. Way less people have the balls to do stand-up than fucking play the guitar. Everybody wants to fucking play the guitar. But,
yeah.
But people don't have the balls to be like, I'm going to do a stand-up set. Everyone yeah, wants no to.
There's no that guy at the party that's pulling out a fucking couple of zingers.
Around the campfire. Yeah.
The good thing about guitar is, like, you can just learn, like, just some chords, just the basic chords,
yeah.
And then you can just play the guitar.
For sure.
So, like, people are like, oh, yeah, can you play the, yeah, I can play the guitar, and you pick it up and you strum a few chords and,
yeah.
Like, you do a little lick and then you look great and you put it down.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, but, oh, there's nothing more fucking douchey than a guy who pulls out a guitar at a party and starts. But
everyone wants to be asked with guitar too. That yeah. Like they would love nothing more than for someone to be like, oh, you play guitar? Oh, can you play us a song?
Here's
like,
a little ditty I wrote.
Absolutely, I can.
Yeah.
Watch me go.
Yeah, here's a little ditty I wrote in a beach in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
It was 2019.
Here's a little
it
joke
turns
I
into
wrote
a taste.com article.
Here's a little joke I wrote about me coming real hard.
It's a little ditty I wrote in Thailand in 2018.
Do people ever say to you, oh, you're a comedian, can you tell me a joke?
100%.
And what do you, yeah, what's the what do, you do? What's
fuck
you,
no.
You go, fuck no, cunt. So I'm no. not yeah. doing that. Yeah.
I'll tell people bits if they've come to a show and seen me do stand-up. And like, oh, you're working on anything new? And I'll tell them what the joke is or whatever. Yeah. But I don't do but bits.
The first instance of someone who's never watched comedy.
Yeah.
They're like, you do comedy. Can you tell me a joke?
I hate it.
You can tell them like a street joke.
Yeah.
And they'll think that you're fucking amazing if you really want to do that.
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the best part about... No, what's the difference between eating a mandarin? How the fuck does that one go? Right, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I've had a fucking brain aneurysm. What's better than eating a mandarin?
Eating a mandarin out. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Big Jim's recent one that he's been doing.
What?
What type of bees do you see down at Merriweather on the beach in summer? Boobies.
Classic.
Fuck, he had a shocker last Wednesday. And by shocker, I mean he crushed. Where everyone else bombed at the Stag. He got up there after everyone had left too. Crowd's gone. There's like 3 or 4 piss cunts left that are just like, fucking, and Big Jim just gets up there. How you going, you bunch of faggots? Everyone's like, holy shit.
Coming in.
Where are the lesbians? Just fucking.
He goes through like stages. He went through a stage a couple of years back where it was actually like he was just... He was talking about fucking dudes. He was just obsessed with like fucking dudes and dudes fucking him. And and now he's going down this pedophile lane where he's the pedophile. Like before he was joking about being the victim of the pedophile. Now he's the pedophile.
I like how he's rewritten that because, he used to go, I was the Pope's favorite ball boy. Never touch me once. I'm not a pedophile. I'm a victim.
Yeah. Now it's kids.
I'm not a victim. I'm a pedophile. He's reversed.
Yeah.
So sometimes your joke is in reverse. You've got to change it. You've put the punchline.
Too many people were laughing at that one. Let's fucking fix that.
Yeah, let's horrify some more people.
Yeah.
So you've got to complain about Big Jim at the last Stag.
What did the manager say?
He's just like, does he have to fucking... go up there and call everyone faggots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
He does.
He's kind of crushing, actually.
Yeah.
Best set of the night.
Would you ever give a note to a comedian if a venue...
No.
Nah?
Like, if a venue was like, look, you have to stop putting him on, otherwise we can't do this show anymore, I was like, well, for the greater good of everyone else to have an open mic still, I can't, like...
Yeah, you can't. Like, if they're like, if he keeps coming on and doing that stuff, we're going to shut the room down. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a shitty thing for him.
Because then it's not me doing it. It's like, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Fucking venue's done that. And if Big Jim has a problem with the venue, take it up with the venue.
Yeah.
It's not my problem.
Yeah.
I can't fucking protect everyone from that, but I do tell the venues, like, you know, it is open mic. People are going to say some fucking wild shit. So you guys have to be all right with that.
Do you do any? Do you go to any other open mics besides the Comedy Club and the Stag?
I haven't really been doing anything else, to be honest. Every time I go down to Sydney, it's like fucking multiple hours on a train, like 3 hours there and 3 hours back.
Yeah.
To go and fucking eat dick in front of 12 other comedians.
Is Stag still a good gauge to know, like, if jokes work?
Yeah. It's been getting some numbers, like, recently. The last couple of shows had, like, 30 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's actually been good.
So I think the last time I went there, I just bombed. And it was probably average jokes. But I was like, fuck, these jokes at least get a laugh at the Comedy Club.
Well, Stag's actually a better judge of whether a joke is truly good or not.
Yeah.
Because if it goes well at the Stag, you're like, oh, this will work at the club, but it doesn't go the other way around.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Stag's like a more of a fucking litmus test. So you figure that shit out. Because you do get a lot of laughs for free at the club.
Yeah,
just because
sure.
We're in a venue, we've all come out to see comedy, so they're invested in it.
Yeah.
They're all listening a bit more. And it's like, yeah, people are invested in how the show goes. They're more likely to laugh. For the most part. Sometimes you'll have a night that's just fucked. And it's like everyone's turned up to the club, but they ain't in the mood for it.
Yeah.
And then you've got to really bring out the jokes that will, like, work at the Stag and fucking nail them with that. With those jokes that are, like, tried and tested. You just go, like, bang, bang, bang.
And for, like, showcases, would you only do jokes that you know are definitely going to work?
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting paid. It's like, that'd be like fucking turning up to a music gig with a instrument that you've only been playing for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude.
That was a bit wet. Yeah.
Straight back into your face.
All right. Yeah.
That was a cum fart.
It was. It smells like cum too.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's pod.
Yeah.
That's pod.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking flew by, didn't it?
That was it.
Yeah.
Look at us.
A little time warp in here.
I got shit pretty badly.
Great.
I think it's like
coffee.
Yeah.
All I've had today is a coffee. Oh, no, I've had that Bondi bowl now.
Yeah.
So we're doing all right. But I had a coffee and just Greek yogurt with honey. That was it.
Great. I'm in your shit.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to me for being on the pod and enjoying all this.
Yeah.
For sure.
What's going on, dude? We'll have you on again.
My pleasure.
Do you want to plug? You did an album recently, didn't you?
I did a 4-track EP. I don't know. It's a music thing. I don't know if that is a...
I think our listeners have got ears.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Brandon Duff, wherever you listen to music.
Yeah.
And check out my comedy page, Brandon is Funny.
Yeah, I've seen you making some vids.
There you go.
Yeah man.
Thanks,
man. You've been doing well, man. Like your comedy.
I appreciate that, dude.
Like, there's a few, like, newer people in the scene. Like, you're one of them, where it's like you've fucking been turning up, been working, and, like, it's paying off because you're, like, one of the few guys who actually – have gone from, like, open mic to getting paid gigs.
So. Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Sometimes it feels like you're not progressing at all, so it's nice to hear that. Ethan, you want to give me any compliments? Or?
I mean, I feel like that too. I feel like I'm not progressing at all and that this is all fucking bullshit and I should quit and get a real job. Yeah. But
I've got a real job.
Still
doing
it. It's still exciting for me. I haven't gotten to a level yet, so it's still fun for me to progress.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Nah, doing well. Yeah.
Cheers,
come to the talent show. Wear a dress.
I am. I'm ready. I think I know what I'm doing. I'm not too sure.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Little shit.